everyone. Welcome to episode 190 of Sleep and Relax ASMR. We're already in 2018, but the other day I was thinking I didn't properly say goodbye to 2017. I did my New Year's resolution episode. I did the Hello 2018 ramble, but I didn't really say goodbye to 2017. And I thought, what better way to enter this new year and, you know, salute the past by doing a useless 2017 facts episode. Now, the facts I am reading today are facts that, of course, occurred in 2017. So that's what makes it an interesting special episode. And as always, I'm taking this from websites that may or may not be totally factually correct. So if I get something wrong, just let me know. Most of them seem okay and random enough so that even if they are wrong, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. So with that said, the first useless fact of 2017 is, as I open my notes silently, okay, Prince Gabriel, Duke of Dalarna, is born. How's that one for an opener? I have no idea what Dalarna is or where it is. If I have a listener who's from Dalarna or knows what I'm talking about, please let me know. Maybe I'll do a Wikipedia episode on it. June 10th, the 2017 World Expo is opened in Astana, Kazakhstan. Fairly useless. Number three, the World Health Organization estimates that Yemen has over 200,000 cases of cholera. Sad to read that. The Pittsburgh Penguins win the 2017 Stanley Cup. I'm not much of a hockey guy myself. The International Olympic Committee awards Paris and Los Angeles the right to host the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics, respectively. Scrolling down here. October 12th, the United States announces its decision to withdraw from UNESCO. UNESCO? 31st of March to April 2nd, WonderCon, Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California, takes place. The Ping An Finance Center in Shenzhen, the second tallest building in China and fourth tallest building in the world, is completed. Congratulations on that. September 22nd, Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa in Cape Town, South Africa, presumably, converted from a grain silo by Thomas Heatherwick, opens. What is a grain silo? Next fact. Beauty and the Beast is the highest grossing film of 2017. As of the time of this recording. Sorry, my notes are a little bit of a mess. You know, I saw Beauty and the Beast. I liked it. I thought it was very nice. It reminded me of sort of like what classic Disney movies are all about. They're really charming. They're really beautiful visually. They're very heartwarming. but there was something about the film that, while I really enjoyed it, I left feeling like I didn't really experience this full journey. I felt like I saw a really nice film, but I didn't leave thinking like, wow, what an experience. It was a little too lighthearted almost. Like they kind of fast-forwarded, in my opinion, the drama and like things go from like good to bad, but when they're bad, they kind of just really went quickly. You know, like when Belle's father is being attacked by the wolves and all that. They set it up nicely, but then the drama itself is very short-lived, and the exchange between Beast and Belle to basically take her as a prisoner instead of her father, it's a kind of rushed, in my opinion. So you don't really sense that feeling of sorry, I have a little bit of a cold. You don't really get that sense of what's the word I'm looking for? There's no urgency. Like, you don't feel necessarily like you're watching something that the stakes are high enough. That's what I felt. But, you know, I would rewatch the movie if it were on TV, and, you know, it was nice. It was a nice film. Next fact has absolutely nothing to do with Beauty and the Beast. August 30th, a hard disk drive containing unfinished works by English comic fantasy novelist Sir Terry Pratchett, who died in 2015, is crushed by a steamroller on his instructions. Alrighty then. Ajax finishes second in the Netherlands top flight soccer league, the Eredivisie. I don't follow Dutch soccer or football very much. I follow it occasionally just because I am a general soccer fan, but I've never quite thought about how to say the name of the top flight of Dutch football or soccer properly. Eredivisie? I honestly have no idea. 2017 was also the 600th anniversary of Imadin Nasimi's death in 1417, who was a Turkish mystical poet. Here I see as Turkish. You can tell that I really organized as well. The band Josh Todd and the Conflict are formed this year. Never heard any of their music, but that's probably because they were formed this year. How is that even included on a website? How do they know? I mean, unless I came out with a song or an album already. The second highest grossing film for 2017, as of the time of this recording, is The Fate of the Furious. I say as of the time of this recording because I took these notes. I started taking these notes probably towards the middle of December, just so I can prepare some facts. So it's not really as of the time of this recording, it's as of the time I took these notes, which again, some of them are as early as middle of December, some of them I wrote or I collected today, so that's why. And I didn't see The Fate of the Furious either, so the only full Fast and Furious film I ever saw in person was Tokyo Drift, which apparently gets a lot of flack because it's not a real Fast and Furious movie from what I understand. But I remember it with quite a bit of fondness. I really enjoyed it. I saw it with a bunch of friends of mine in, I guess we were in middle school. And yeah, I had a good time with it. July 20th through the 23rd, San Diego Comic-Con is held in the San Diego Convention Center in San Diego, California. San Diego is a beautiful city. Like, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous city. I really haven't spent a whole lot of time there, but man, every time I go, I'm just like, I think it's such a wonderful place. And from San Diego, we go to China. In China, The Wolf Warriors 2 became the fastest film to reach 2 and 3 billion yuan, as well as the first to reach 4 and 5 billion yuan. I saw an interview on, it was on Vice, of this American actor, Mark Grillo, I think is his name, something around those lines, where he's like the American antagonist of that film. And he was saying how he didn't think the film would be anything special. And then obviously it became a smash hit in China. Sticking to the film theme, Dangal became the highest grossing Indian film, presumably of all time. My notes don't really say anything. Maybe the highest grossing Indian film of 2017. I don't know. That was my bad. July 12th was the 200th birthday of Henry David Thoreau, author of Walden. June 27th, Michael Bond, English author, Paddington Bear, dies at the age of 91. The band Vespera is formed in 2017 as well. Congratulations to Vespera. The band Audioslave is reformed. I did not know that. But I enjoy Audioslave quite a bit, so maybe I should have. January 8th, the 74th Golden Globe, Golden Globe Awards are held. Silly autocorrect. The Golden Glove Awards. That'll be another episode. February 12th, the 70th British Academy Film Awards, BAFTAs, are those the BAFTAs, are held. I have here in my notes that Black Sabbath is disbanded in 2017. I'll just leave that there. let's see here. Over 13 films in 2017 grossed $500 million, U.S. dollars. Among them including Transformers, The Last Knight, as well as Kong, Skull Island, and Dunkirk. I saw Dunkirk. I did not see Transformers nor Kong, Skull Island, although I heard it was a steaming pile of crap. But again, remember, one of my resolutions this year is I'm going to see at least a few films that I want to see without knowing anything about their Rotten Tomatoes scores. Because now my decision to see Skull Island was deterred by the fact that I heard it was a pile of steaming crap and by reading reviews, and I don't want to continue doing that. So I'm going to not see Skull Island, but I will see something else as promised in my New Year's resolutions. Anyway. Apple Park in Cupertino, California, designed by Norman Foster, opens. Congratulations to Norman Foster. Thanks for being a listener of the show, if you are a listener of the show, which is highly unlikely, but how cool would that be? The band We Are the Ocean disbands this year. Sorry to hear that. After a nearly two-year run with active rock, WBGF Belglade, Florida, West Palm Beach, flipped to oldies, a move that also ends its affiliation with Bubba the Love Sponge's syndicated morning program in the market. That's a useless fact, if I've ever read a useless fact. Unless you live in West Palm, and unless you were a big fan of Bubba the Love Sponge, then that is useless. What a name for a morning show. Bubba the Love Sponge. I actually love that name. It's so morning radio. On January 26th, Cuban basketball player Mario Quintero dies. He was born in 1924. August 24th, newly elected President of France, Emmanuel Macron, visits Romania for the first time. Hiroshima Kamayatsu, 78, Japanese rock singer, most known for his work The Spiders and Vodka Collins, dies in 2017, although I do not have a date. In January, the Tour de Ski was held in Germany. on January 23rd of 2017, Gladys Berejiklian is sworn in as the 45th Premier of New South Wales. March 2nd, a man is arrested over a suspicious fire in a Footscray factory, which killed three people the previous night. Iran won the 2017 AFC Beach Soccer Championship. Hearst television stations in 26 markets are removed from DirecTV due to the company's failing to reach a new retransmission contract. The stations are restored on January 6th with a new retransmission agreement. As part of a new contract with ESPN, Chris Berman announced he will step down from his role as host of the network's NFL studio programming, as well as the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. The sportscaster, who has been with the network from its inception in 1979, will stay on as a commentator for Monday Night Countdown and call the MLB Division Series for ESPN Radio. It's sad to hear. It really makes you think about your own mortality when you see figures that you've kind of grown up with. And, you know, Chris Berman is a lot older than me. I wasn't watching him in the 70s. I wasn't born in the 70s or the 80s for that matter. But, you know, being a young sports fan, Chris Berman, even when I was growing up, was sort of like this iconic, you know, figure in sports broadcasting. So it's kind of, it makes you think about how these guys age and your own mortality as you get older to see these guys that once were, you know, considered to be top of the game, top of the food chain in their respective industry and what they did, now kind of like have to scooch aside because age is catching up to them in many ways. So, yeah. Let's see. In June, archaeologists uncover a city dating back to the 10th century, as well as a 12th century mosque in eastern Ethiopia. IO Interactive becomes an independent studio from Square Enix, retaining rights to the Hitman franchise. Hitman is one of those video games that I've wanted to play for a long time because I like these stealthy games in which you have multiple ways of sort of accomplishing one mission. And it's been years, and I always watch the YouTube videos on playthroughs, and I've never bought the games. It's ridiculous. On March 11th, the selection of the contributor of Norway in the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 took place. Also in 2017, Adele's album 25 wins Album of the Year. After a 24-year run in both mornings and up until January 27th in afternoons, Bobby Rich is released by ACKMXZ-FM Tucson after he made comments during his program that station management saw as offensive but didn't specify, for which Rich apologized on his Facebook page. A lot of useless radio information I'm giving you. Andrew House, president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment, announced his departure from the company on September 3rd, 2017. German federal election took place on 24th of September. May 6th through 7th, one of the biggest archaeology excavations in Leicester, England, is open to the public over 2 days. The excavation overseen by the University of Leicester. Sorry, I really didn't include much punctuation. The excavation, which was overseen by University of Leicester Archaeological Services, uncovered two large Roman mosaics and two Roman streets. And very important news, on November 7th, the Xbox One X is released. Hmm. 1st through 18th, Pakistan wins the 2017 ICC Champions Trophy, defeating India. I suppose it's International Cricket Championship. To the 15th of January, the 2017 Norwegian Figure Skating Championships were held at Hamar. Halim Selmanaj was the top scorer of the UEFA Futsal Euro 2018 qualifying campaign. Also fairly useless, unless you are a futsal fan. The women's 60 meters event at the 2017 Asian Indoor and Martial Arts Games took place on September 19th. On June 29th, the Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit begins preview service. On July 12th, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is convicted on corruption and money laundering charges in connection with the Petrobras investigation. Lula, who remains free on appeal, is sentenced to 9.5 years in prison. Tragically Hip wins Group of the Year at the 2017 Juno Awards. Connor McDavid wins the NHL MVP for the 2016-2017 season. Trying to search for a few more here. 12th of March, four ministers of the government of Albania resign amid corruption accusations by the opposition. On January 4th, Soren Grindeanu takes over as Prime Minister of Romania. Duti Chand from India places third at the, I put 0 meters, I think it might be 100 meters event at the 2017 Indoor and Martial Arts Games. August 3rd. In association football, Paris Saint-Germain signed Neymar from FC Barcelona for a world record transfer fee of 222 million euros. Is that euros? Yeah, it must be euros. Or 264 US dollars. That's a lot of bank. And the final useless fact of 2017 I present to you, which I think you'll like. On March 5th, 2017, the second season of the Pakistan Super League ends. And what a way to say goodbye to 2017. What a year it was, for all its positives and negatives. So, that's the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this useless fact episode. If you want me to do useless facts on a specific topic, just let me know. I'm always open to hearing suggestions and comments on what I can do to make the show better for you guys. So you can send all your emails to hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. If you want to help out the show in a meaningful way, you can also, continue listening. That's first and foremost. Please don't go anywhere. But you can also contribute to the show's Patreon page. It's just patreon.com/sleepandrelaxasmr. And I've said it a bunch of times before, but it remains true. Any little bit helps. $1 to $3. Literally anything helps the show moving on. So, anyway, thanks as always for listening, and take care.